WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. VDOT sets dates for public meetings on a proposed walking and biking trail in the Shenandoah Valley. The General Assembly appoints former Valley Republican delegate Todd Gilbert as district judge. And Governor Spanberger considers legislation passed this session, including one bill that would expand collective bargaining for some government employees, but not all. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, March 17th. The Virginia Department of Transportation is planning three public engagement meetings about a proposed rail-to-trail project from Broadway to Front Royal. VDOT says the meetings aim to gather feedback on findings from phases 2 and 3 of the Shenandoah Valley Rail with Trail assessment. Each meeting will include a brief presentation followed by an open house format for questions from the public. The meetings will occur in Woodstock, Front Royal, and Timberville in April. You can find more information and scheduling at vdot.virginia.gov/Shenandoah Rail with Trail. The General Assembly has unanimously voted to appoint former House Speaker Todd Gilbert as a district judge. A former Republican delegate from the Shenandoah Valley, Gilbert will become judge for the 26th Judicial Circuit on July 1st. The 26th District Trial Court serves much of the Shenandoah Valley from Harrisonburg to Winchester. A new poll shows a wide lead for former Representative Tom Perriello over potential rivals for the Democratic nomination for the 6th District this fall. Cardinal News reports that's if voters approve new congressional maps that would throw Perriello in competition with other high-profile candidates, including Beth Macy and Delegate Sam Rasool. The poll was commissioned by the Unity and Justice Fund, which is linked to the Council on American Islamic Relations, the largest Muslim nonprofit in the United States. The poll of potential voters in a Democratic primary for a reconfigured 6th district shows Perriello with 34% support over Rasool with 15% and Macy with 13%. But there was also a high number, 35%, of undecided respondents in the poll. Governor Abigail Spanberger is considering a bill that would expand collective bargaining for some government employees but deny it to others. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Service workers like janitors and security guards who work for colleges and universities will be allowed to engage in collective bargaining under a bill lawmakers are sending to the governor. But college professors and graduate students are excluded from the bill. Bethany Latique is president of the George Mason University chapter of the American Association of University Professors.
We're gutted that faculty and graduate students have been left behind, particularly at a time when we are under attack from the highest levels of government. Collective bargaining certainly would have been meaningful for us in the fight to protect ourselves and to protect our academic freedom rights.
Andy Knighting is a recycling worker at the University of Virginia who has been advocating as part of United Campus Workers of Virginia.
In one way, it was really kind of encouraging to see service workers get included in there. The other side of it was there are these people that I've been working with as members of our union across job categories, faculty, grads. I've learned everything about organizing and everything about labor from them. And to see them get cut out was really disappointing.
Governor Spanberger has the ability to amend the bill and add professors and graduate students, allowing them to engage in collective bargaining. She has 4 weeks to make a decision, and then the General Assembly will consider any changes she proposes in April. I'm Michael Pope.
Virginia officials say they anticipate more requests for assistance to cover electricity bills in the coming month, following cold temperatures in January and February, also with Virginia Public Radio, Roxy Todd reports.
Assistance is available to low-income residents who struggle to pay for their electricity bills through the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP. Nicole Cox is Director of Economic Stability and Support Programs at the Virginia Department of Social Services, which oversees LIHEAP.
At this point, statewide application numbers have remained steady, and there's not been an increase in requests. However, we do expect to see an increase in the crisis assistance applications this season due to the cold temperatures earlier this winter.
Cox says last winter, Virginia awarded more than $52 million to residents, and they're anticipating being able to award a similar amount this year. Funding for LIHEAP was allocated by Congress last year. However, payments to states were delayed due to the government shutdown in October. It's still not clear exactly how much Virginia will receive or if the fund will run out of money. LIHEAP funding is also available to help make improvements to homes and apartments to make them more energy efficient. Energy bills for some customers have increased higher than inflation over the last decade, according to a report published last year by Clean Energy. I'm Roxy Todd.
To learn more about LIHEAP, including how to apply, contact your local social services department at dss.virginia.gov. Finally today, Governor Spanberger is also considering legislation that could lead to a new casino in Northern Virginia, while some other gambling legislation failed in the General Assembly. And Michael has the details.
When members of the House and Senate went behind closed doors to consider how they would find a compromise around a potential new casino in Tyson's Corner, they emerged with something radically different from the House version or the Senate version. Gone was the requirement for a referendum asking for approval from voters. Instead, it was replaced by a mandate for a five-year pop-up casino. Here's Senator Jennifer Boysko of Herndon.
That was never on the table. That was never a part of the bill. That was never considered in committee or before the public. That's bad faith, in my opinion. I was terribly disappointed, and this is not the way we should be doing legislation.
That version of the bill, the one that was crafted in secret, was eventually abandoned. And the version that Governor Spanberger is now considering includes the Fairfax County Board of Supervisors approving a referendum. Senate Majority Leader Scott Surovell says he hopes she'll sign the bill.
You know, this bill is one of labor's top priorities because of the quality of jobs it's going to create for people without college degrees in Virginia. And again, if we're going to have an economy that works for everybody, we need to have projects that generate not just white collar jobs, but also blue collar jobs, construction jobs, desk jobs where people can work and make decent living without having a college degree. I'm hoping she does it.
One bill the governor will not be considering, an effort to allow online gambling. That bill did not survive the hectic final few hours of the General Assembly session. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Tuesday.